Okay, let us get started with Maseches Menachos. Maseches Menachos, second of Kachim. It's really a team with Kachim. We'll have a lot of parallels, especially the first couple of Prakim of Maseches Menachos deal with similar issues that Maseches Zvachim did. It shows that Zvachim were about animal karbanos, and Menachos were about flower karbanos. Again, just the mentioned two or three points generally regarding Kachim again to be mechazik ourselves as we continue through this Seder. The Chafetz Chaim, I've quoted before from his Hakdama Torah Or, the 12 prakim that he wrote, 12 or so prakim that he wrote as Hakdama to his Sefer Hasifa Sakenim, but last night I was looking, there's another Hakdama that he wrote. A Hakdama that he wrote to his Sefer Likutei Halachos, which is basically a riff on Seder Kachim. We quote all of, not only Seder Kachim, but all the Gemaras that talk about Kachim, Mesechah Sota as well. And he goes through all the halacha lamaisa, in quotes, cases that, and halachas that come up. So there he talks about Kachim being a meis mitzvah. Right? All of Seder Kachim, nobody learns it, and you know, it's an area of Torah that we have to make sure that we push ourselves, especially if not everyone is focusing on it. And he says, "Be'emes me olam yipalali." I've always wondered. Tachas asher yitzrichin laharbos b'limin aseder azeh ma'od yoser me'achirim. We should be focusing a lot on Kachim. B'bnei sheish bo mitzvahs limin atorah k'mo b'shar sedarim, because it has obviously Talmud Torah. V'gamshu nechshav kilu makriven karbanos. Not only is it Talmud Torah, but it's as if we're doing the action. V'nahafochu. But the opposite is done. Many people learn it very little. So that the greatest Talmud Chacham and the fool on the street has the same knowledge of a lot of Seder Kachim. Even when it says in the Psukim, you don't even have to ask what it says in Rashi. Right, on Zvachim. He said, when it says in Psukim, we don't realize. V'ilo hayim mevasrim lanu. And if we were told, she nivne beis hamigdash, tomorrow, baru hadavar she'afilu ha'kadosh b'Yisrael mis'atzel ha'fazer kamasiras rubel kesef. You know, if we have a beis hamigdash, they said, there's a beis hamigdash now, go bring your carbon. We would schlep, we would take off from work, we would get our animals, we would spend a lot of money to go to Eretz Yisrael, to bring the, to order Yerushalayim, lahakrif ol lefnei Hashem, alon yoni ha'sei shavar b'yamav, ulahakrif toda, on all the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, uveprat, if I was mechal Shabbos b'shogig, I'd make sure to do it and I'd schlep and I'd go. And yet today, it's so much easier. All you got to do is go to the shir in the morning next door, and you can be yotze your karbon. And nowadays it should be la'efech; it should be easier. People should want to do it. And karov eleinu adavar ma'od kol echad ve'echad bebeiso bebeis nedrusho yimotzei kaparaso b'limud ha'alachos lo karbonos v'yafal pikein. And yet on a misatzel mazeh, we are misatzel. And if you think about it, he says, look how more than any other seder, this seder is built on Torah shebichsav. More than any other Seder. Other Sedarim, Maseches Kedushin is built on what? Two Psukim? Gittin is built on a Pasuk. Yevamos is built on four Psukim. I mean, the other Sedarim, Nazir gets a whole Perek. And Sota gets a whole Perek. But how much of Torah Shebichsav is the basis for Nashim? And for Moed, you have Karbanis, you know how much Torah Shebichsav? And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts so much ink into it, you know, and imagine how it reflects that this is what he is focused on. But what do most people say? Says the Chafetz Chaim. He says, we have to do the Lamaisa Masechtas. Says the Chafetz Chaim. And you're learning those Masechtas Lamaisa? How many people are learning Kiddushin and Gittin Lamaisa? They're all getting married? Right, they're all learning Lamaisa? He says, nobody learns Lamaisa today anyway. What, they learn Masechtas Sanhedrin? says the Chafetz Chaim. They're not Dayanim. So the learning Masechtas Sanhedrin. For all Masechtas Yevamos, Rav Kain Asher Eino Ogas Mizman Azeh, Avo Pikei Lomdem Osam Be'iyun Ve'amkus. So what's the difference? If you're all learning Lomdus anyway, it says, V'gam Nimsa Harbim En Alom Devashar Gem Limudam, B'seh Der Nashem Nezikin, Eino Mepnei Shet Tzricha Lehem Lamaisa, Seh Eini Tarn Lehem, Seh Der Nashem Nezikin, Mitzir Kachim, V'kemat Rak Seh Der Moed, Noed Lamaisa, V'shari Sturm Shavim Eim. So all equal, Emkein Adarabba, so therefore we should focus on others as well. And obviously the horror that we've made before, the Amoraim themselves, and Rabbeinu Rav Ashi wrote a Bavli on Kachim, even though there's no Bavli on Zeraman and Zeraman Taurus. There's no Bavli there. They wrote a Bavli because they think this is the Maisa, and this is what has to be done. So again, this is something that we have to, every once in a while, especially every new Masechta in Kachim, we have to reinvigorate ourselves and says, this is building up an achara to Mashiach, And if you even you look in the Haskamas, like who's the Chavos Chaim going to get Haskamas on in a Sefer? So not that he needs Haskamas, but if you look in the Haskamas Hagaonim, so who is giving him Haskamas? So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, right? The Grach gave him Haskama, a little Haskama. He says obviously doesn't need Ein Otzarech Lididil Dich Vasila Haidal Chiburo V'Yafsha Anvasanu So Tarbeni Lomer Shu Toelas Ashoktim Liftoch Shara Lahay Lahavi B'Divrei Gemara. So he says, V'yasisu shokte atora liyikras achibor sheyatza laora v'yatoelas lahogeba laabita b'keren ora. Okay, this is a nice poem at the end, Reb Chaim. And then he asks from Reb Shlomo Mordechai Cohen. I think this is the Marsham. So there he says, just one line I wanted to take out of that Akdama. He also has Akdama from the Ta'omim and other Gdolim of the time. So he says, learning Kachim, the kule alam chuyavim, Hakohanim Muflagi Yator Lishkol Dalsi Seder Kachim Shemi Bani Mikdash Vehu Bichlau Emunas Hagu'ula. Learning Kachim is a reflection of Tzipisa Yeshua. It's a reflection of this is what I want, this is what I need, and this is a reflection of Emuna. So Bizchus Art Tzipisa Yeshua, as we pick up another Meis Mitzvah, we go to be Osik in another Meis Mitzvah, that is Menachas, something that is not learned by many, except now by the Dafyomi Chevra in the world, Rameir Shapiro's children. So we should realize that this is something that the special schus that we have, and we should take it to the next level as we get into Meseches Menachas. There's a lot more here, but I guess I'll save it for the Hakdamah to Meseches Chulin. Okay, even though Chulin has a lot of Lamaisa, you don't have to focus on Kachim in there, but that is what he says. Okay, there's a lot more. If you've never read it, feel free. Likuti Halachas Hakdamah to Seder Kachim. Okay. So, here comes Menachas. So, a couple of points on Menachas. Some of these points have come up in Meseches Zachim, but a couple of Ha'aris that have to do with the entire Mesechta. First of all, we know there are two types of Karbanos Mincha. That is, there's Karban Mincha Chova and Karban Mincha Nedava. You can bring an obligatory Karban Chova, obligatory Karban Mincha, and there are two, right? When do you have to bring a Mincha? So either, if you did an Aveira, which Aveira? Not all Aveiras. Most Aveiras are Karban Chatas. Karban Chatas, you have to bring a Behema. But there are a couple of Aveiras, as we know, this week's Parsha. Wow, a lot of this week's Parsha. Olav Yored is brought, this the sliding scale carbon is brought if I swear for nothing, or Shvuas Ha'edus, I swear that I don't have something, I don't know testimony for you, and I really do, or Tomas Mikdash Fakadashiv, the Olav Yoreds. So there, if somebody's very, very, very poor, they bring a flower carbon. So that's a Chiv. But it's a chote, it's a minchas chote. Or the carbon of a sota is also, she's mechuyeves to breathe the carbon. Those are the two minchas chova of a yachid. We're not going to talk about the carbon of Sibur now, shtei alechem, and lechem apanim, and the omer, those are also considered carbonous mincha, but we're going to focus on the yachids now. So yachid, two cases that they can bring a chova, either by a sota or by an olav yored, but then a lot of press in this week's parsha is the minchas nedava. There are five types of minchas nedava. The difference between them is how they're prepared. Different types of cakes. You can have one type of mincha, it's just a minchas nedava. You just take the flour, the raw flour. Then you have another type of mincha called the minchas, that's a minchas solas. That's solas. Then you have the machvas and the marcheshes, which we're going to talk about today, tomorrow, Bez Hashem. The different types of pans that are used. You have like a frying pan, or you have a deeper pan. So it all depends how it comes out. Does it come out a hard matzah type of substance? Does it come out a little softer because it's fried? There's another one called a ma'afei tanur. It's baked. And there are two types of ma'afei tanur. The pasuk says this is parasha chalos or kikin. All depending on how they're baked. Those are the five. You have the raw flour, soles. You have the machvas and the marcheshes, two different types of pans that they're fried in. Little frying or deep frying, and then you have the two types of baked ones, two types of the mafet tanur, that is the chalos and the rikikin. Those are the five types of karbanos nedava. They are all mentioned in this week's parsha in Perek Beis. Right, Ola, Mincha, Shlamim, Chatas, Ashen. Those are the five prakim of Parshas Vayikra. The ingredients in a karban mincha, we mentioned two or three of them already, but there's a fourth one that we should just note. And that is, usually it's flour and oil mixed in together. Flour and oil, and you put a little lavona, which we translate as frankincense, along with the karban mincha. The Mishnah says later on, in Daf Nun Hey, you also mix a little water in there to make it like knead properly. So the Mishnah Daf Nun Hey says, you mix a little lukewarm water in order to make it a nice dough. All minchas, except for one or two, come from wheat flour. wheat flour, no other flour, even though for other halachas, like challah and for matzah, there are five types of grains that we know of, but for karbanis minchas, generally use wheat flour, but except for the karban ha omer and the karban minchas sota, which is, comes from barley, which is animal food, as it's called. The difference between a karban mincha, this we mentioned twice in Maseches Vachim, karban mincha, unlike a karban behema, once I am makdish the flour, there is no kedushas haguf yet achieved. Usually I go to my animal, I say, I want to give this animal to the base of Mikdash. Boom, and that's kedushas haguf. Kedushas haguf, and therefore it cannot be nifta. You can't redeem it unless it gets a mum. But a karban mincha, the chiddush is that even if I say to this flour, if I'm no Dave, this flour, say this flour is going, doesn't matter. Up until that, right after that moment, it still only has kedushas damim. I can redeem it if I want to. I can change it. Kedushas haguf is only achieved after it goes into a kli. Why is that? So the Ravid, in the beginning of Tamid, we mentioned this again, both at the beginning and at the end of Maseches Vachim, the Ravid says, because it's lacking certain actions that need to be done. An animal, it's ready for the avoda. It's finished. But by a mincha, you have to do a few things before you do the first avoda, which is the kibitza. You have to mix it with oil, you have to get it ready. So maybe that's why it doesn't have kedusha, because it's chaser maisa, number one. Number two, the other reason that we gave, possibly, that it doesn't achieve kedusha guf yet, and that's Rav Meir Simcha. Rise in a tshuva in the second chela, kedusha Rav Meir Simcha. That, I think I brought that one, actually. Says Rav Meir Simcha, right here in Sudan Mambez. The difference is because an animal is one unit. It's an animal. So if I makdish it, there's nothing, it's just connected. Flour, what binds all these granules of flour together? How do I say that this is a carbon? Amnamnira, the ashlo kitshu bakli chaser hatsiruf, de boy shiri sarim lamincha, vinasachim, upiktores pras kzais de bakulu akli osatsiruf. You need the kli to unify the pieces. Avo behema v'of de nefesh havi, kadosh klushas aguf. Ubay mum liftoso be mehema. But an animal is one unit, and therefore you don't have to write one of this kedushin part of the kedushin, all of it. Like the Gemara talks about at the beginning of kedushin. If I try to marry half a woman, then I might be married to the whole woman, because the Gemara says pashta kedushin bekula, just like a carbon. You can't be makdish or an arm of an animal or a head of an animal. It spreads in the whole. Animal, so too by kiddushin. Two more points, and then we get moving. We are moving. We get started in the actual words, but this is all this is the foundation. We mentioned also in Zvachim that there are dalet avodos of an animal. There are dalet avodos of a karban mincha. First, when I put the flour and the oil and I mix it into the kli, that's not called the avoda yet. And that's why a czar might be able to do that. We're going to get to later on. The belila, which is the mixing of the oil into the flour. The yitzika, which is the pouring of the oil onto the flour. That is all pre-avoda. That's like tnufa, that's like by an animal. That's like bringing it. But the first avoda is kemitza. Kemitza, which is parallel to shchita, which is different than shchita, that kemitza has to be done by a kohen. Only shchita can be done by a czar. Malika by a bird, and kemitza by a flower can only be done by a kohen. So the kohen sticks his fingers in, and he has three middle fingers are folded down. Whatever's under there is going to be kibitza, that's going to be part, that's going to be burned on the mizbeach. Sometimes, we always think of it as, oh, it's just flour. But some of the karbanos will see kibitza is done after it's baked already. It's baked, and now you crushed it up into like little pieces of crackers and wafers, and then you do kibitza on that. So it's not always going to be flour. It's not always as we imagine it. So we do kibitza. And then I put that kibitza into, and that's parallel to shchita. I put that kibitza into another kli, according to what we paskin. I don't take it with my hands to the Mizbeach. I take it to another Kli. And then after, that's parallel to the Kabbalah. And then I walk that to the Mizbeach, and that's parallel to Halacha. And then I burn that. I'm maktir the Komets on the Mizbeach. That's parallel to Zrika. And just like Zrika matters the Basar to be eaten, the Kemitza matters the leftover of the Karban Mincha to be eaten by the male Kohanim. Only by the male Kohanim. All Minchas are Kachshei Kachim. And therefore, it has to be eaten by the Kohanim. The only karbanos mincha that are not eaten are the minchas kohen. If a kohen brings a karban mincha, it's totally burnt. It's a discussion later on in the Masechta we'll have, Bezrat Hashem, whether a kohen's mincha you do kemitza. The whole thing is going to be burned anyway. Is there a purpose of doing kemitza to it or not? So we'll have to see that, Bezrat Hashem, later in the Masechta. One final point, and that is, this week's parsha, it says in, and I bring a chumash, but the pasuk says, I've got the lashon, I'll call karban chatak rev melach. You got the pesukim there? Okay, it's fine. It's just a pasuk. It's that also we don't usually think. We think of salting. We think it's perek. I wrote it down. Perek beis pasuk yud gimel. Pasuk yud gimel. V'kol korban minchascha b'melach timlach. V'lo tashbis melach risa lokecha me'al minchasecha. V'kol korban chatakur melach. You have to salt the carbon. We usually think salting the carbon. That's by an animal. You got to salt the mincha too. So after you bring the mincha up on top of the mizbeach, you're about to burn the kometz, put a little salt on it. If you don't put a salt on it, it's pasul. It's a dinli kufa without salting the carbon. But that is, those are all a couple of elements related to mincha, which, Be'ez Hashem, we will get back to a lot of those details over the next couple of months. Maseches Menachos is a little shorter than Maseches Zachim, 10 daf shorter. About Kufyut, 110 blot, not 120. I'll take us over the next couple of months. One final ha'ara, and that is, if you're, it's always a good idea to learn the Mishnayos of the Masechta before one learns the Gemara of the Masechta. If one learns the Mishnayos of the Masechta, don't be nervous that if you try to parallel the Mishnayos Prakim and the Gemara Prakim, they're not parallel. There's a different order in one of the Prakim. Perek Vav, I think it is, and Perek Yud switch. You have the Mishnayos in Perek Vav is Perek Yud in the Gemara. Perek Rabbi Shmuel. We'll get to it later, but I don't know exactly. We'll have to talk, do some research more why that is then. But one of the Prakim is sometimes you look up a Mesechta, a Perek in Menachos, later on you're like, this is Perek Tes, it's off by a Perek. Because the Mishnayos and the Gemara have one of the Prakim is in a different order. Okay, here we go. So the first Mishnah in Maseches Menachos is exactly parallel to the first Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim. Kol HaMenachos. The first parak then was Kol HaZvachim. Kol HaMenachos Shenikmetzu Shalol Lishman Ksheiros. All Menachos that Kmitza, which was parallel to Shechita. Kmitza was done Shalol Lishma. It was done L'Shem, the wrong carbon, the wrong mincha, Ksheiros. It's still kosher. Ella, Shalol Olu L'Bailon L'Shem Chova. But it does not count for the owner to fulfill his obligation. Chutz, Mi Minchas Chote, U Minchas Kenos. Except for those two. Remember we said those are the only two obligatory minchas, and those are brought for chatoim. That's parallel to chatos, like we had in the Mishnah, the beginning of Zvachim. What else did we have there? What was the other one? Chatos and Pesach Bizmano. So there is no Pesach Bizmano that's shach to a mincha. That's why it's only chatos. So only except for a minchas chote and minchas chanos. Just in case you didn't want to have to take out a chumash and look up the averis, the Shita B'Kubat says an Os Aleph talks about which averis do you bring this. Minchas Chotei 4. Haksuva, Beparches Vayikra, Dahainu Achilas Kodesh, Veknisas Mikdash Betuma, Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav, and Shmias Kol, that's Shvuas Ha'edus. Shvuas Ha'edus is when I don't know, I know testimony, and I deny it, and then I come out that I lied. Ubitui Svasayim, and Shvuas Bitui. Those are the three Averis. So if we're going to be talking about Minchas Chotei a lot in this Masechta, we should just know at least those three Averis. All the other Averis, most of the others you bring a chatas for. There are a couple of others that you bring an asham for, as we mentioned. But there's no mincha. There's no mincha by an asham. So the asham is just the animal itself. But minchas choti are those three averis, and minchas kenos is the one of a sota. So if I do shalol lishma, it is still kosher. Rashi says here that shalol lishma is first Rashi kigon. By the way, Rashi, L'chora is real Rashi of this Masechta. We should mention that. In the second half of the Masechta, we have two Rashis on the page. If one is not enough, we have two Rashis. We have Rashi and Rashi Kisve Yad. Because the Shita B'Kubetz has found the Ksav Yad of Rashi, and he says, this is the real Rashi. And the other one is a Talmud of Rashi. So later on in the Masechta, you'll see, starting in the Pays or so, in the Ayins, this Rashi and Rashi Ksav Yad. So we'll get to that later in the Masechta. Okay, but Rashi says first, Rashi kagod shehisnadev minchas marcheshes veheviya vikamsa kohen. I bring a mincha marcheshes, which I think is the deeper pan. I was no Dave to bring a minchas marcheshes vikamsa kohen, and the kohen did it. Va'amar haredi komes l'shem machvas. I'm doing kmitza l'shem a different mincha, minchas machvas, which is the frying pan. So it's like a different carbon. So the halacha is that, same thing, that it's kosher, but it's not, doesn't go l'bailim, l'shem, chova. Barashi there gives an example of shinui hashem, if you remember that term, a different carbon. Tosfos on top says, no, not that Tosfos, second Tosfos. Tosfos shalol l'shman, Tosfos says, l'chora mashma da'ari b'shini kodesh. It's mashma that's talking about shini kodesh, which is a different carbon. Kedem farsh b'seifa, v'hu adin shini bailim. But Tosfos says, as he said at the beginning of Zachim as well, I think the same halacha would be if you change the owner. If you have Reuven's mincha and you do it l'shem Shimon's mincha, that also the same halacha would apply. V'shem pshita leila hashas b'chol duchti d'shini b'ilam k'shini kodesh. You know, maybe the Gemara just assumes it. The Gemara doesn't explicate it because the assumption is once you change, you change. That is regarding Shalol Lishma. Vaiter, Minchas Chote. So what's an example? Minchas Chote, Minchas Kenos. Shekamsa Shalol Lishma. And if I take any of these carbonates and I do the Kemisa, Shalol Lishma, Nosan, Bikli, Veholach, Vehikta, Shalol Lishma. What if I do any of the other avodas? The putting the Kemisa into the Kli, or walking it to the Mizbeach, or being Makter it, any of those Shalol Lishma, that also causes problems, right? Maybe we'll have to talk about, remember there was a shita in the first parak in Zvachim that said halacha is not a problem, because halacha lav avodahi, because you could do the shita right next to the mizbeach. So you could also do the kmitza right next to the mizbeach. So we'll have to see Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon might hold that halacha also is not a problem, just like he said there. So if you have any part shalol lishma, shalol lishman, or the first part shalol lishman, the second part shalol lishma, shalol lishma v'lishman psulos. In all these cases, if you have an element of shalol lishma, that is going to be a problem. Ketzad, well, how do you, what's the case? Ketzad lishma v'shalol lishman, what's the case? L'shem minchas chote, l'shem minchas nedava. If you think a proper thought, minchas chote, then you think an improper thought, minchas nedava. L'shalol lishman v'lishman, l'shem minchas nedava, l'shem minchas chote. If you think a different one. The Achronim point out that the example given in the second half of the Mishnah is chote versus nedava and vice versa. Is it really a Shini Hashem, a difference within Minchas Nedava? Rashi's example was Machvas and Marcheshes, vice versa. So we're going to get to those examples. Probably, I don't think today, tomorrow's daf is all about Mincha versus Marcheshes, the Shabbos' daf. But we're going to, that's one of the sugyas that's going to come up over and over again. How different are the Karbanas Nedava from each other? They're all Nedavas. And they're all flour. So they're prepared differently. Does that give it a different Chaloshem Karban? Or is it something they're more connected than we thought? That's something that's going to come up over and over again. How do we look at it? So again, the Gemara, the Mishnah, does not give an example within Nedavas. By why? Because the Mishnah is talking about a case where something is pasul. So you have to give a case of a chatas. But, just keep that in mind, Rashi's example of Shalol Lishma beforehand is within Nedava. He has to give that case because Chote would have been, or he could have said a Nedava L'Shem Chote. That's what he could have said. That also a Paskin is Kasher, L'Olabayim L'Shem Chova. But he chooses to give the example of different Nedavas. Okay, two Ha'aras on the Mishnah. That is, number one, a Sugi that came up in Zvachim and came up in other Mesechdas as well. Whenever you have discussions of Machshavis Psulos, problematic thoughts, does that just mean thought or does that require speech? Does that require dibur? So that is a question. Rashi here says, I read it quickly before, I didn't focus on it. The second line, Rashi says, V'amar, harini komas l'shem achvas. He says it. He doesn't just think it, he says it. If you turn the page for a minute, look at Amud Beis. Go to the fourth wide line, towards the bottom, in Rashi. Fourth wide line in Rashi. Rashi says it explicitly. Hach machshava de kachim hotzaz dibur bepehu. Whenever we talk about machshava when it comes to kachim, it's speaking about it. It's dibur. Kidamrin b'metzia, like it says about metzia. What's the b'metzia? Kachim there. There it's talking about shlichus yad. You plan to use an item that you're supposed to guard. So there too it says machshava, but Rashi says there machshava doesn't mean machshava. Machshava means dibur. A kol dvar peshul l'chayva machshava kamaisa. De'ilav motzio bepeh machshavaso l'mayin chayivla. If you just think it, how can you be mechayiv the guy? You can mechayiv him malchus, you can mechayiv him other things, mechayiv him into a gazlan. So says Rashi, and Tosas there in Bava Metzia as well, and many Rishonim say, whenever it says machshava in all these cases, by pigol, by elsewhere, it has to be dibur. Has to be dibur. And that's what it sounds like. We'll see later today or tomorrow. People realize what the Kohen is doing. So if they don't hear him, so how do they know what he's doing? So it sounds that way. But not all Rishonim say that. The Rambam is not explicit, but the Mishnah L'Melech thinks that the Rambam argues. The Mishnah L'Melech says, in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, Inuchas Psuli HaMakdashim, Midivar Abeno Nireh, because the Rambam just talks about Machshavas. Machshavas Shini Hashem, Machshavas Shini HaMakom. Doesn't mention anything about Amira. So says the Mishnah L'Melech, Midivar Abeno Nireh, Tekol Machshavah Tekachim Havei Afilu B'lo HaTzah B'peh. He says Patosis obviously argues, and then he quotes the Mizrahi, who says that obviously it has to do, you don't need Dibur. So he says, Umiach Nisu Batagar Zeh, who brought you into this? What do you mean? Major Machlokas Rishonim. What do you say that everybody holds of one way? So either way, Machlokas Rishonim related to Dibur versus Machshava. This is by Averos. We've mentioned at the beginning of Zvachim on Dav Beis back there, this applies to mitzvahs as well. What about by mitzvahs where you need Lashma? Lashay mitzvah sissis. You have to say it, or you have to just think it? That's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. And Hilchas Tzitzis, I read Hilchas Tzitzis then, so I'll read Hilchas Tefillah now. So, it's to, in base Medrash Bo Chiddush. Says the, anybody would stop me, you said that already. Okay, so I have to, start it again. Says the, Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tefillah. Sibin Lamed Beis. Tzarek HaKlaf Lios Me'ubad Ba'afatzim Obesid, V'tzarek Shem Me'ubad Lashma. The Klaf has to be made lishma, the tanning. So we don't, none of us do that unless you're you get the hides and you make it into cloth, but that has to be done lishma. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Lahotzi Bisvasav, Betchilas Ha'ibud, Shehuma Abdo Lashem Tfilin, O Lashem Sefer Torah, Avalim Ibdo Lashem Mezuzah, Pasul. You should say it, not just think it, you should say it, Lashem Tfilin, or Lashem Sefer Torah. The Yoser Ain Sarach, says the Mishnah Berurah, what's he saying in the beginning, that's good enough. The Yoser Ain Sarach, lo lahotzi b'svasa v'lo lachshov shemis abdim l'shma, el b'tchasa b'lvad, v'yafilu nimshach ha'ibad kama yamim, the kol ha'ose, al das rishonahu ose. You're basically going based on your original kavanas, v'tchilas ibud mikri, what's the beginning of ibud, what's that stage? She'kishem meisim ha'oris l'toch asid. When you put it into the solution, the very salty solution to make it into klaf. Right? It's one of the malachas on Shabbos. Ibud. Ma'abed is when you put it into this salty solution. It stinks. The Gemara talks about in Shabbos that if you're an abdon, do you have to go, you let a daven mincha, it's a whole process. V'lo b'eishe b'simen l'tocha mayim kodem. Not when you put it into the water earlier, b'tivadeishe zed lo mikri adayin ibud. It's when you put it into the salty solution. And he says you have to think l'shem k'dusha sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says, k'dusha sachamura mitfilin, u'bechama sayamana, v'yafal piket. He talks about what's switching it. Anyway, but that's by ibud. That's by ibud. You also have it by tevia, by tzitzis. By tzitzis you have it. It's a big shy. What about l'shem mitzvah tzitzis on for putting it on the beged? So that's already a late stage. But earlier, spitting it into thread, putting it onto the bag, there are different stages of all of these processes, and by each one, the Shulchan Aruch discusses that it's always better to say it, and not just. That's the Shulchan Aruch again, in 7 Yud Aleph, Chutit, so actually, Tevuyin Lishman, Sheyomar Betchilas HaTivui, that at the beginning you make it into thread, Shu Osekel L'Shem Tzitzis. The same issue. Here you have Machshavish for Shalol Lishma, and other problems in the negative, and you have it in the positive as well. By get, you have to write it lishma. Another example in Eben Ezer, in Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch Nosei Kelim discusses. So that is all one issue related to lishma. You know, let's continue a little more, and then we'll maybe say over a Reb Elchanan. Says the Gemara, Lamali Lemisni Ella. Why do I have to, what does it say the word Ella for? It sounds like the Mincha is kosher, but, it sounds like everything works, but, except for the following. It doesn't count L'Shem Chova. So what's that including? What is that including? Oh, it's really kosher, but. Right? It's an extra word. The Shiva Kubetza says, you always, quote a Gemara M'sachim, you always try to be Mishan and B'lashin Ksara. So what is that extra word teaching me? What's the Ella? So Lisni, Vilu Alabai L'Shem Chova. Just say it. Doesn't work. Doesn't count. What's the word Ella emphasizing? So Hakamash Malan. The Chiddush is, L'Bailim Hu Delo Ala L'Shem Chova. Hamincha gufa kshera. It doesn't count for the bailim, but it's still a kosher carbon. If you did the kmitza in the wrong with the wrong kavana, it's kosher, and you have to finish the avoda properly. Don't think it's messed up now and forget about it. Va'aser l'shanuye. You cannot be mishana in the hemshach in the continuation. Kidurava. The amar Rava, like Rava says, ola sheshachta l'shalo lishma in ola a carbon an animal that you shachta l'shalo lishma. Aser l'zorik dam l'shalo lishma. You can't be zorik the dam l'shalo lishma. Just because you messed up at the beginning, you can't continue to mess up. This is based on logic or pasuk. You messed up once, you can mess up more. Right? You changed it once, you can't change it more. That's the svara. Or the pasuk says, Moses the pasuk says he tells us, like you made a neder, and then it says the lashon nedava. Nedava, neder who? Am I calling it Nedav? Calling it Dava? They're two different things. Right? The Mishnah says in Maseches Megillah, a neder is hare alai, and nedava is, excuse me, hare zeh. So, why does the pasuk call it both? Ella is to darsh it as follows. Im kemashana darta asisa yehe neder. If it's as you promised as a neder, then it works as a neder. V'im lav, and if it was shalol l'shma, yehe nedava. But it's still called a nedava. V'nedava, mishari l'shenuyeba. And are you allowed to change by a nedava? It's a kosher nedava. And therefore, you're not allowed to change. That's a rhetorical question. And that is the makar, that you're not allowed to change, even if you did a karban shelo lishma. What's the makar? We'll get back to Amud Aleph in a second. What's the how do you know that you're not allowed to change by a nedava? So Rashi says on top, v'haksiv, im zevach shlamim karbano, shetehe zvicha l'shem shlamim. Zevach karbano, shem shlamim, special drasha. If you look at the Shita B'Kubet, it says he quotes a different pasuk. First Shita B'Kubet says, an os aleph, pirish, v'haksiv, lo yechashev, karibe lo yechashev. And it says, lo yechashev, by pigle. You cannot think that way, and you're going to ruin it. Lo yechashev. Ask the Grizz, why does the Shita have to quote a new pasuk of more than Rashi? So he says, from Rashi, you would have thought it's just usher, but it doesn't passel the carbon. The chiddush of lo yechashev, says the Brisker Rav, is that it even passels the carbon. Not only is there a concept, but it's an isser, and it, no, I'm sorry, doesn't passel the carbon. It's that it's usser. It's not only doesn't only achieve a status if you do it, but it's even usser to do. That's the lo yechashev. Im zevach shlamim karbano, it's something that you should do. If you don't do it, who says it's usser? The Brisker Rav says that is even the chiddush of Rava, that you are not allowed to do it. The Reb Chavetz Chaim, we mentioned before, the Chavetz Chaim notes on this halacha, the Gemara says that if you did the kmitza shelo lishma, then you can't do the rest of the avodas. Or if you did the shechita shelo lishma, you can't do the zrika shelo lishma. So first of all, he says, it's lav dafka zrika, it's any of the avodas. You can't do any of the avodas shelo lishma. But also, he says, this is on the first page of Zvachim, back at Zvachim, I don't think we mentioned it then, he says, let's say you did the first avodah shelo lishma. Usually we say stama lishma. Usually we say. So therefore, you can have neutral kavana. Don't think anything. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that only works if it's all neutral, if it's all stama. If you started off the carbon, though, shelo lishma, then the rest of the carbon, when it says you can't be mishana, that means you have to have positive lishma kavana. It can't be stum anymore. Why? Because kala rishona, kala osa, das rishona hu osa. And if you started off shelo lishma and your stama, you've changed the stama. And therefore stama would be now shelo lishma. So that's why it says the Chavetz Chaim, what the Gemara really means here, that you can't be mishana after doing a shelo lishma, that you have to do it mamish lishma. You can't rely on the stama to carry you through. That is an important ta'ara that the Chavetz Chaim has. So one of the Achronim ask, there's a Rambam that we've quoted before. The Rambam Sulaim Magdashim says that when somebody is, whether the Kohen has Machshava Shalol Lishma, I'll read you the Lashon if I can find it quickly, when you have Machshava Shalol Lishma, so it's as if you're being Matil Mum Bikachim. Quoted that Lashon before, Nelchus Sulaim Magdashim. You're Matil Mum, Parakiv Ches maybe? Yes. Kol Machashi Machshava Sheinu Nechona Bikachim, Hariz Over Belosa Aseh, Shari Omer Lo Yechashev. As the Shita just said, so it's like you're being matal mum b'kachim. So ask one of the Achronim, if you're being matal mum b'kachim, so why should, once it gets a mum, so let's say I put a mum in a carbon, and then somebody else puts a mum in the carbon. He doesn't get malchus, I get malchus, because it's already ruined. So why should it be a problem to change the avodah afterwards? Why should it be a problem? Matal mum b'kachim, it's already considered, it already has a mum. So I forgot who it was, said that maybe this is, the matal mum b'kachim means it's matal mum lagabi the avoda, but not lagabi the karban. Mitzad the avoda, there's a mum in this avoda now, it's not a perfect avoda. But mitzad the karban, if it's only a machshava, it's not a mum. Maybe you can say it a little differently. Mitzad the carbon and mitzad the gavra. Mitzad the person. Mitzad you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to consider it an aveira as if you were matal mum b'kachim. Mitzad the chefza, it didn't get a mum. Because a mum is physical. I mean, not only physical, you could have Nevad and Muksa and others, but there's a label. It doesn't get a label. Mitzad the Machshava and the Gavra, it's Matumum. But maybe Mitzad the Karban, it's not. So maybe that's what you could say, because the Rambam says, Harizidome L'Matumum B'Kadshu. We're not going to get Makos, Kein Machshava Maisa, but maybe one could say alumnus like that. Okay, so we will now continue. Says the Gemara. Lema Masnisan Deloka Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is going to take up the next blot and a half of the Masechta. So let's say the Mishnah is against Reb Shimon. Why? Titanya Reb Shimon Omer. Kol Menachah Shedik Matsushalos Mancheros Va'olu L'Bailam Shem Chova. Reb Shimon says in a brisa that if you shecht if you are komitz a mincha shalol l'shma, it's kosher and it even counts l'shem chova. Wow, she'ein ha-menachas domos l'zvachim, because menachas aren't like animals, like zvachim. She'ha-kometz machvas l'shum marcheshes ma'aseh ha-mochichana l'shum machvas. Because we're gonna have three pshatim of this over the next couple of days, but let's just do the first one, the clearest one. Even if I'm thinking the wrong carbon, if I'm doing the right carbon, my action beats out my thoughts. And what I said, I say I'm going to do this as a marcheshes, but I'm doing it as a machvas. I see I'm using the machvas pan. Says Reb Shimon, so who cares what you thought? Who cares what you thought? Right? It's not, you're not doing it. You're doing the machvas. So it's going to be kosher. So that applies by minchas, which each mincha has a different maisa. By an animal, it's all the same thing. It's all the same shchita, it's all the same kabbalah, it's all the same halacha. Zrika, we'll get to it in a second. But it's all...
Because there are different animals and different kabbalahs.
Okay, correct. The Gemara is going to talk about that. Different animals, different kabbalahs. What if it's an animal that can't be the carbon that you thought about? The Gemara is going to talk about that in tomorrow's daf. So says the Gemara, She'ena menachas domas l'zachem, she'akomets machvas l'shomar cheshes, ma'aseh mochichana l'shom machvas, that his actions reflect and prove that it's l'shem machvas. Chareva l'shem belula, chareva, which means a dry mincha. The minchas chotim, the minchas of a chote, do not get any oil on it, because we say we don't want to make it fancy at all. So that's called a dry mincha. Chareva l'shem belula, if you have a carbon chareva that you do l'shem belula, which means mixed with oil, ma'aseh mechuchen alei l'shem chareva. So you see it was done dry. So therefore, so what that you thought it, but the actions are the actions. Aval bizvachim ain't okay. But by zvachim, you know why it's puzzle, why it's a problem? Because shchita achas l'kulon, zrikas l'kulon, kabbalah achas l'kulon, it's all the same avoda. And if it's all the same avoda, so that's why there's no maisa, that's mochiach, that beats out the machshava. So that is why it's a problem by Zvachim, and it's not a problem by Menachas. Just one ha'ara before we continue. Tosfos in Zrika points out, even though Zrikas are also somewhat different, Zrika achas l'kulon, that's not true. Some are one, some are four, some are ma'akev, some are not ma'akev. But Tosfos says, when you do the first one, you can't tell. You can't tell, because it's going to be, ay, shalom, kokev, komo. You can't tell even, and once you do the first one, it's okay for most of the karbanos, the fourth parak is vachim. It's all going to be okay b'di'evid for all karbanos that are not pnimi karbanos b'di'evid. So even if you need more than that l'chanchila, but b'di'evid, they're all okay with just one. So that's why the Gemara can still categorize it as zrika achas l'kulan. You can do that tosfas in zrika. But anyway, but that is what the Gemara suggests. The Gemara says that our Mishnah is against Reb Shimon. Are we forced to say that though? So the Gemara now says, the Gemara later on the Amud is going to bring three answers to a stira in Reb Shimon. The Brisa that we just had quotes Reb Shimon, everything's kosher. The Brisa later on, Reb Shimon is going to agree that some things are pasul. So to answer that stira, the Gemara gave three answers. The Gemara is going to allude to those three answers, even though we didn't get to those three answers yet. But the Gemara is going to say, Ha ni chalur Rav Ashi, according to Rav Ashi, I could work Reb Shimon into our Mishnah. You're not forced to say that Reb Shimon is against our Mishnah. Because how did Rav Ashi answer the stira in Reb Shimon later on the Amud? Ha'nichla Rav Ashi to Amar, he said, Kan bekometz machvas l'shem marcheshes, Kan bekometz minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes. In a case where somebody says, I think l'shem machvas l'shem marcheshes, so then that does not ruin the carbon. Why? Because you're thinking just l'shem a certain type of pan. So that's a meaningless thought. If it's a minchas marcheshes, a minchas machvas, that's a significant thought. So Reb Shimon would say, when does Reb Shimon say kosher? He says l'shem, when he says l'shem, a pot. So if it's l'shem a pot, so that's where it's kosher. L'shem minchas pot, That's a problem. And he would say, therefore, that our Mishnah is a case where you thought about a minchas pot, a minchas bacheshes. So Rav Shimon could fit into our Mishnah. Masnisan mincha l'shem mincha hi. And therefore, he could fit in. Ela l'rabba v'rabba ma'ikala me'ma, but Rabba and Rabba later on gave different answers. So according to him, are we forced to say that Rav Shimon is against our Mishnah? Are we forced to say that? V'chitem, and if you want to try to squeeze it in, you want to try to squeeze in their answers to fit in the Mishnah as well, as follows. Kamishani Rabba. Kan b'shini kodesh, kan b'shini baylim. Rabba was machalik between shini kodesh and shini baylim. Ha masnisan shini kodeshu. But that doesn't work, because the Mishnah is at least about shini kodesh, which he said is kosher, Rav Shimon. Diktani, ketzen l'shman v'shalol l'shman l'shem minchas chod l'shem minchas nedava. So therefore, you can't fit Rabba into the Mishnah. V'idakotnami k'takamatat mishani Rava. And then what about Rava's answer, which we're going to see? Rava says as follows, kan bekomets mincha l'shem mincha, kan bekomets mincha l'shem zevach. Did you try to get it l'shem a different mincha, which would be okay, b'di'eved? L'shem zvachim, which would be not okay, b'di'eved. So, and maybe, would you say that's okay, that's the answer? But our Mishnah doesn't fit. Hamas nisan mincha l'shem mincha. He, diktani shalol shvam l'shma l'shem mincha s'dav l'shem mincha s'chote. So the Gemara says, you're right, you're stuck. Elo l'rabba v'rabba, micha verta masnisa dola k'Rav Shimon. You don't have a choice. According to those two opinions, you have to say the Mishnah is against Rav Shimon. Only according to Rav Ashi, it fits in. So the Gemara says, okay, so we just talked about this, so where was this discussion? Right here. V'rami de Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon. This was the seer that we've been alluding to. Titanya, the Brisa says, Rav Shimon Omer, we have this in Zvachim. Kodesh Kadashim hi kachatas v'kasham. The Pasuk says that in a mincha, the context is a mincha. A mincha is like a chatas and an asham. So is it like a chatas, is it like an asham? Those are two different karbanas. Right, they're both brought al chait, but it's mincha like chatas or like asham. So, yesh mehen kachatas, the yesh mehen kasham. The prices of all depends. Sometimes like a chatas, sometimes like an asham. Minchas chote, how are you kachatas? The two types of minchas chote that we mentioned, right? Minchas chote is brought for the three averis that the Shita mentioned, or kenos, right, sota. So, minchas chote is like a chatas, how are you kachatas? Lufichach, kam shel sholosh rapsula kachatas. In that way, it's like a chatas. Minchas nedava, how are you kasham? But the other five types of minchas nedavis, that's like an asham. Lefichach kamsa shlolish makshira uka asham. And it's like an asham. Uma, the brisa continues. Uma asham kashav eina maratze. And just like by asham, it's kosher, but it does not count for the owner. So af minchas nedavik shir eina maratze. So the minchas nedav is kosher and is not maratze for the owner. Question mark. Because we have the brisa up top, the second line of our amud. Rav Shimon says everything counts and is alul bayil l'shem chova. Mashain came here, we have the price that says, it's not olol b'ayilam shem chova. So three answers, which we already know the answers. Amar Rabba, olol kasha, first answer, kam b'shini kodesh, kam b'shini b'ayilim. It depends if it's shini kodesh, or it is shini b'ayilim. Right, the Mishnah, right, the case where we said before, shalol shma, that's only talking about one type of shinui. But this case, in the second case where it says olu, and not olu b'ayilam shem chova, that's a worse problem. So amalei abayi is 1 second. Michti. Machshava tefazer achmana hekishahi. The problematic thoughts, they're all connected to each other. Ma'ali shini kodesh, ma'ali shini b'ayilam. As Tosfos said in Amud Aleph. What's the difference between the two? The Mishnah must be talking about both. How can be mechalik between the two? They're both problems. They're just like our Mishnah thought, both of them are lo olul b'ayilam. How can you be mechalik, Rav Shimon? So, ela ma'aseha mochichin de'ka'am Rav Shimon svarahi. Ma'aseha is the actions, Rav Shimon, what the Rav Shimon says, it's a svara, that the actions of the mincha are different than the actions of the zvachim. De Rav Shimon darish taima dekra. Because Rav Shimon darshins taima dekra, machshava de lo minkara pasal machmana, machshava de minkara lo pasal rachmana. It depends if the, look at Rashi, Rashi explains it on the third wide line of Rashi. Machshava de lo minkara in mechaze v'im lav pasal rachmana, de chashav le machshava. Where your machshava is a problem, and your actions don't totally undermine your machshava, so then, that's where we would say, that's where it's a machshava. Ava machshava de minkura, lakalshu machazev lo havi machshava. But if we could tell that it's a totally lie, you say l'shem marcheshes, but you're really doing a machvas, then that's not going to be significant. And that's what the shita of Reb Shimon is. That's what he said before. It's going to be kosher totally, and Ola Ba'al Moshem Chova, if the Maisa that you are doing totally undermines your Machshava, says Abayit. The Gemara only quotes one of the answers now. It doesn't quote the other answers of Rabba and Rava, which we'll have to get, the other answers of Rav Ashi, which comes up later on. Period. The next Gemara just starts asking a bunch of questions on Reb Shimon. We'll stop there, but just two other points. And that is, this whole discussion is, does Maisa win, or does Machshava win? Reb Shimon seems to say, Ma'aseh ha-mochichan aleha. There are two fascinating questions I mentioned in a mitzvah shir a couple of weeks ago, and that is, Mechashukei Chemed in Psachim, Rav Zilberstein quotes on Daf Samach Gimel, Maisa, there was a story, somebody stole a car, very fancy car, and he starts driving away. He broke the window to get into the car. He starts driving away, and all of a sudden, while he's driving away, he looks in the back. There's a baby in the back that's suffocating. It's turning blue. So he zooms to the hospital, and he saves the baby's life. That's the case. So now he's a big savior. He's a big hero. He's a big hero. Does he have to pay for the window that he broke? So he does. It sounds like he didn't even tell the what's it called, that the father, that, oh, I was really stealing your car. So, Mela, but let's say if he wasn't even stealing the car, but let's say he was doing it l'shem, saving the child. Does he have to pay for it? So that's it, that's the Shaila Tshuva. Yesh ladun kan im holchem achar kavanas ha'adam o achar maisav. Tine mevuar, because it talks about cases later on in Menachos about the Samach Dalid, Shama Shatava Tinok Bayam, Uperis Besuda Beshabas, Lalos Dogim, Hela Dogim, you put a net to save a baby and you got fish. Lahalos Dogim, Hela Tinok, let's say you put your net, you want to go fishing on Shabbos, and you catch fish, but there happens to be a baby in the net. Wow! You saved the kid's life. Yechayev Achatas? Or Yechayev Skila? Right? That's the Shad. Do you go by Maisim? Do you go by Machshava? So here too. So he says, it says you have to pay for the window or not, because he wasn't actually trying to save the guy. He says, where does this come up? What is this doing in Pesachim Sama Gimel? We know there's an Issa Daraisa to Shech the Karban Pesach when you have Chamis in your house, or when anybody in the Chabura has Chamis in your house. What happens if the Kohen is Mefagel your Karban Pesach when you have Chamis in your house? What's the case? So if he wouldn't have ruined your Karban, you'd be Chayav Malkus. But he was Mefagel the Karban, so he messed up your Karban, and because of that, you're not Chayav Malkus. So usually Mefagel the Karban, he's chayef. He has to pay for your carbon. Is he chayef here? Because his machshava was terrible, but his maisa worked out well. Right? What other case do you have this? In the Mishpatei HaTorah. Mishpatei HaTorah is a sefer on Baba Kama. It talks all about halacha l'maisa, different cases. See, he has a case. We'll end with this. Reuven was going out with a girl named Leah. And Leah decided that Reuven's not for her. So Leah says, Reuven, I'm sorry. Reuven was very upset. Reuven says, I'm going to do something back to Leah. There was another friend of his that he also was upset about. Obviously, this guy didn't have too many friends. So he goes, Shimon, his friend, he was also upset about. So you know what? He called Shimon and says, I've set it all up. Leah wants to go out with you. Right? She's amazing. She's a wonderful girl. And go Tuesday night to her house, and she'll be waiting for you. That's it. He goes to the house. Obviously, he didn't tell Leah a word. So Shimon goes to the house, knocks on the door, and he says, here, I'm here to pick up Leah. And Leah's father answers the door. She's like, something's fishy over here. He goes back into the lab. Do you have a date tonight? I don't know. I don't have. So he realizes something's happening here. He invites the guy in. Anyway, Lemaisa, Shimon ends up getting engaged to Leah. It worked out. Reuven wants Shatchanis fees. Right? So could he get the fee? Hey, look what happened. Look at it. It all worked out. Does he get all Lamava for that? Kodesh Baruch Hu will decide about that. Is it, does this count as one of the three for Olam Hava? Lamaisa, that's the case, and he quotes it for the postgame, and the answer is no. The answer is no. It's not your actions that did it. But either way, another example of a Maisa versus Machshava, that's from Shimon right here. He had a Machshava l'shem Machesh, because your Maisa is Machlas. So what wins, Maisa versus Machshava? Baruch Hashem, got a Haschal and Mesechus Menachis. And we will continue. Today's shiur again, I'm sorry I didn't mention it at the beginning, this week's shiurim are sponsored by Mayor and Chandy Fuchs in honor of the marriage of their daughter Shira to Avram Hertz this week, sponsoring the week of Sheva Brachas and the tefillah that the family with the new Machatanim, Rabbi Yonatan and Rochelle Hertz, see much nachas from the new couple and all those still looking for their zivug. Fits in. Right? Find them quickly. Right? Beschlis that Dvar Torah that we just gave.